Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in its fight against terrorism. Declares terrorism anywhere threatens peace everywhere. Prime Minister conferred with highest honour of Israeli Parliament, Speaker of the Knesset Medal. Global oil prices surge to 7-month high amid US-Iran standoff. Diplomats from both sides to resume nuclear talks in Geneva today. And in cricket, Sri Lanka knocked out of T20 World Cup, losing to New Zealand by 61 runs in Super 8 tie. India to face Zimbabwe in crucial match in Chennai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in the fight against terrorism. In a first-ever address to Israeli Parliament, Knesset by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi delivered a powerful message of solidarity with Israel, asserting that terrorism anywhere threatens peace everywhere. In his landmark speech, which received a huge applause by Israeli parliamentarians on a number of occasions, Mr. Modi showed India's strong resolve to combat terrorism with full force.
India stands with Israel firmly, with full conviction in this moment and beyond. No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards.
Mr. Modi said he has brought with him the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and a message of friendship, respect and partnership. Prime Minister also mentioned that Jewish communities have lived in India without fear of persecution or discrimination.
Jewish communities have lived in India without fear of persecution or discrimination. They have preserved their faith and participated fully in society. That record is a source of pride for us.
The Prime Minister described the Gaza Peace Initiative endorsed by UN Security Council as a path towards just and durable peace in the region. He said India has expressed its firm support for the initiative. The Prime Minister said, for the last few years, India has been the fastest growing major economy in the world. Soon, the country will be among the top three economies globally.
India has been the fastest growing major economy in the world. Soon, we will be among the top three economies globally. At the same time, Israel is a powerhouse of innovation and technological leadership. This creates a natural foundation for our forward-looking partnership. We are committed to expanding trade, strengthening investment flows, and promoting joint infrastructure development.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honour of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi held a tete-a-tete with his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology and more. Our correspondent from Tel Aviv has filed this report on Prime Minister's today's events.
Today is the second and final day of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's state visit to Israel. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi addressed Israeli Parliament Knesset, and thereafter, along with Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu, he went to see a technical exhibition in which top Israeli technologies were demonstrated. Today, the day will start with a visit to Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem is a memorial built in memory of over 6 million Jews killed in Nazi attack in Holocaust episode. Remembrance hall is built over there, and a room-sized book is there which lists more than 5 million Jews killed in the Nazi attack. Prime Minister will watch this book and He will also take part in a short prayer meeting like ceremony in the Remembrance Hall. After this, Prime Minister will go to visit the Israeli President Isaac Herzog. After this visit, delegation level talks will be held and both Prime Ministers will lead their sides. The delegation level talks will include science and technology, innovation, agriculture, water management, technology, defense and security, trade and investment, and more importantly, people-to-people ties. After the talks are concluded, exchange of MOUs will take place and a press statement is also likely to be issued. In the final hours of his visit, Prime Minister is also likely to meet few prominent Jews of Indian origin settled in Israel, and around 5:50 p.m. Indian Standard Time, Prime Minister is likely to depart from Israel for India. Dhiraj Kakadia, reporting for Akashvani News, Jerusalem.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Global oil prices hovered near seven-month highs yesterday as rising geopolitical tensions between the United States and Iran supported the market, even as growing American crude inventories pointed to concerns about oversupply. Brent crude futures were trading around $71 a barrel in London, up about 0.5% on the day and close to their highest levels since late July. Diplomats from Iran and the United States are set to meet in Geneva today for third round of nuclear negotiations, even as Washington imposes fresh sanctions on Tehran's oil trade and weapons networks. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said he remains hopeful ahead of the talks, calling them a possible turning point in the long-running standoff between the two countries. In a public address, he said the negotiations are proceeding under the guidance of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and aim to move beyond what he described as a state of neither war nor peace. More details from our correspondent.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said a deal with Washington is within reach and called the moment a historic opportunity for an agreement. But he cautioned that progress would depend on diplomacy taking priority, a remark widely seen as referring to earlier threats of military action from United States President Donald Trump. Trump has also said he prefers a diplomatic solution. United States has recently moved a second aircraft carrier group towards West Asia and increased its military presence in the region. Analysts warn that if Geneva talks collapse, tensions could escalate further, raising the risk of military confrontation and renewed instability across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, the United States Department of the Treasury announced sanctions against more than 30 individuals, companies and vessels accused of helping Iran sell oil through what Washington calls a shadow fleet. The developments highlight a delicate balance, with negotiations moving forward even as economic and military pressure continues to build. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed his nuclear-armed country could destroy South Korea if its security were threatened, reiterating his refusal to engage with Seoul. However, he left the door open to dialogue with Washington as he concluded a ruling party congress outlining his policy goals for the next 5 years. State media said that Kim also called for developing new weapons systems to bolster his nuclear-armed military, including intercontinental ballistic missiles. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka by 61 runs in their Group 2 Super 8 clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Today, West Indies will take on South Africa in the Super 8 Group A at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 3 p.m. In another match, India will face Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group 1 at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 7 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in its fight against terrorism. Prime Minister conferred with highest honour of Israeli Parliament, Speaker of the Knesset Medal. Global oil prices surged to seven-month high amid US-Iran standoff. And in cricket, Sri Lanka knocked out of T20 World Cup, losing to New Zealand by 61 runs. In Super 8 tie, India to face Zimbabwe in crucial match in Chennai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin. We'll be right back.